This is the Jeff West Tigers Locker Room Chat with Head Coach David Bowen on FM 103.9 KNZA. Johnny came back with you, and last week, Jeff West, a very, very tough opponent, Rock Creek, came to town. Rock Creek comes away with a 61-6 win. So, Coach, it's been a long season so far. You knew going in Rock Creek was pretty good. Just overall, kind of what went wrong there on Friday night?
Well, same thing we've been battling all season long. The turnovers are just killing us. It's hard to beat these good teams when you're beating yourself, and that's what we just keep preaching to the team. Until we can clean up our own, it's going to be hard to, you know, string some wins together.
And Rock Creek was just, their offense was so good there on Friday night. What was it about Rock Creek's offense that your defense kind of struggled with?
Well, you know, they had some speed at several positions and had some quick score ability. You know, they spread us out and they made us pay for it kind of deal. And they took a couple bubble screens and short passes for about 50, 60 yards with their team speed.
One bright spot as well for you was Sam Brockstrom. He did run for 74 yards in the loss. But what did you see from him running the football Friday night?
He is a junior. I know he got a lot of reps last year as a sophomore, but, you know, we use him as kind of an athlete. We put him wherever we need him, at running back or wide receiver. He's actually had to play quarterback once this year. Very football savvy kid, and he's fun to coach. And it was nice to see him have some success running the ball.
Now you look ahead here to this week, you'll have Sabetha coming to town. Sabetha, obviously, a perennial power and typically out of the Big 7 League as well, but we'll talk about that matchup with the Blue Jays when we come back here on the Jeff West Tigers Locker Room Chat. Welcome back inside the Jeff West Tigers Locker Room Chat with Head Coach David Bowen. It's brought to you by Country Harvest Apple Market and R&S Maintenance. And well, this week, Coach, you've got Sabetha coming to town. You pretty much know what you're going to see from the Sabetha team. They're going to be disciplined, and they're kind of lying straight up across from you. They are doing a couple different things this year as far as throwing the football. So what are some things that Sabetha does that could present some problems?
They're going to play a very physical brand of football. Some boys on that team have been a part of that team through the years that they've had success, and they know how to come and be ready to play on a Friday night.
And,
you know, a lot of respect goes out to their coaching staff. They've had some success, and I don't ever want to overlook a team. Like I said, I think we still have to clean up our own stuff before we can start talking about beating other people. It is our senior night. I know the boys will be excited and ready to play.
Yeah, and talking about that, just some of the things your guys have struggled with the last couple of weeks, I was going to ask you about that. Is that just kind of where it all starts for your guys, is just making sure everybody stays disciplined and worried about themselves, especially against a team like Sabetha that really makes you be disciplined?
Yes, they are, you know, a smart football team, and they're going to make adjustments during the game on what we're throwing them. We have to be able to adjust ourselves, and the kids have to be able to be coachable and do those things. If we can play fourth quarters with air-free football, I'm excited to see what kind of team we can be.
Yeah, and you talk about having it senior night on Friday night. I was going to ask you about just the senior class overall. I know kind of this year hasn't been exactly what you thought it would be, but that senior class, I just want to get your overall thoughts and what are you going to remember about them?
Well, this is my first year here at Jeff West, and those seniors have been with me every day since I arrived to start the summer. I think they're one of the best groups I've been around. It's not a big senior class. I think we have 5 seniors out this year. But they have done everything I've asked from them. They're good kids on the field, in the community, and in the classroom. So for my first year to help get this program rolling, I couldn't ask anything more from those seniors than what they've given me.
Well, Coach, thank you so much for taking the time. As always, really do appreciate it. But good luck against Sabetha coming up on Friday night. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, Coach, thank you. David Bowen, head coach of the Jeff West Tigers, joining us on our Locker Room Chats. They are brought to you by Country Harvest Apple Market and R&S Maintenance on FM 103.9 KNZA.